I was crawling through a festival way out west.
Looky here, bitches.
I was thinking about love and the acid test.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show.
At first I got real dizzy with a real rockin' gang.
I'm over here fucking your mother.
And then I saw the coma girl on the excitement
you
gang.
You fucking dick knob.
The rain came in from the wide blue yonder.
I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
The stages I want.
Oh, yeah!
The coma girl on the excitement gang.
Yeah!
Mona Lisa on a motorcycle gang.
Yeah!
Coma girl.
Oh, yeah!
Coma girl.
Yeah!
Girl was beating with the Isleton gang.
Knives, bitches.
Some fast food fanatic was burning down a burger van.
Knives.
Somebody was wailing off their head.
Bitches.
Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. And the rain came in from the white blue yawn.
Stop being such a little fucking bitch!
Oh, coma girl, the excitement gang.
Knives, bitches.
Mona Lisa, on a motorcycle gang.
Knives.
Coma girl,
bitches.
Coma girl, on a motorcycle gang. As the 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Road, so my love band at the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas, let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. The old drums were beating out to land,
oh,
to
land.
Coma girl, on the excitement gang.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa, on a motorcycle gang. Coma girl,
yeah.
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. However, we're still kind German bands that set themselves ablaze. And in that kindness comes a little bit of desire to play some of their shit. As we've always done, as I've always introed, you guessed it, Rammstein!
Ah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I can't, you know what? Pump it up more. All right, let's fade that out professionally. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. It's exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. I said it already, but I'll say it again. With me, as always, Germ Freak.
I am.
I mean, are you?
I didn't hear you say it the first time. What do you mean you say it again? I didn't hear you say it the first time.
What didn't I say the first time?
That I was with you or whatever.
I said, no, with me as always.
Oh, okay. And what's
pretty,
going on tonight?
It's pretty much always at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not be fucking crazy here. First of all, it's the DJ New Style Show. Last week was the first secret show. You familiar with the idea of the secret show, Frank? I mean, I know you were a part of it. You were one half of it. It was probably both of our doing to come up with this thing.
Was it really a secret? I mean, come on.
It was pretty much a big secret. We didn't have as many people listening as we normally do.
That's true.
That is always your fucking. You better believe it's true. You had better believe it's true. It definitely is. And that was to cover up for missing a show. We didn't want to play a replay. We wanted to have something new for you. So we did that, and I think it went over pretty well. We had a decent response from it, and we're back now. Now, why did we miss that week?
Well, as I'm trying to get into this goddamn Ustream room, and none of the goddamn passwords are working, so
see,
I don't know
what
are
you having some kind of a technical
I'm
problem
having difficulty
now?
Here You're getting into the friggin' room here.
Having a problem.
I'm having a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Went on a little vacation last week.
You did go on a little vacation?
Went on a little vacation.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd
you go?
I went to a place called Lake George, New York, state of New York, in the Adirondacks, I believe. It's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Didn't start off too good. Well, this is a this is a 4-hour drive from my destination. My family had left, Saturday, and I met them up there on Tuesday because I had to finish up some work.
Yeah.
And well, it didn't go so well. I was stopped by. Let's just put it this way: I accidentally was tailgating a state trooper, not knowing it at the time. What happened was, I was going a little fast on, I think it's called the New York State Thruway or Route 87. I can't figure it out.
You got stopped.
Well, let me finish the story.
Oh, listen! Don't let me interrupt you. Go ahead.
I apologize.
Go right ahead.
I was driving up the road there, going kind of fast. I acknowledge that I was going a little fast. And I was starting to tailgate the person in front of me, not knowing that the person in front of me was a state trooper without, you know, the lights on the car. So I guess he got the radar thing going. And what happened is because I was behind him, he had to, like, pass to the right, slow down. I passed him, and then he puts his lights on, and I knew, as soon as I knew what was going on, I pulled over to the shoulder, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, so as soon as you saw the police,
I knew he was going to play a little bit of cat and mouse, so I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction, so I pulled over to the fucking side there.
But he had his lights on, though, first, right?
He had his lights on, but he didn't have, like, lights on his roof. There were just lights, like, on, like...
You're trying to present this as if, like, you knew you did wrong instantly before you knew he was a cop, so you just pulled over.
Right. I didn't want to give
you,
him...
I'm on to you, fake cop. I'll just pull over.
I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of thinking that he caught me on surprise. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean.
All right. So, I pull over to the side, and he comes out, you know... nice as can be, he asks for my license and registration. In New York State, for some reason, they don't ask for the insurance card. I didn't understand why. But either way, he asked me if I had any tickets. I said it's been a couple years.
All right.
He very nice guy. He asked me where I'm going. I tell him. He goes, oh, it's a nice area up there. Blah, 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 fucking blah. He He goes back to his
car. So you're bullshitting with him. And overall...
I'm trying to kiss his ass a
little bit. You're kissing his ass. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm kissing his ass!
Another grown man who has power over you, you instantly start...
I'm kissing
fucking,
his ass.
You're slathering...
Don't you know the routine?
Listen, you're slathering his asshole with pleasantries so you can get out of a few fucking dollars and points. You're saying,
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
You did everything short of complimenting his physique.
That's true.
did you say, hey, nice press job on the old cop uniform? Are you working out? Have you lifted today? Did you get your swell on, Mr. Officer?
I said he had a nice badge. I did say that. But listen to me.
Coming in from the pal dog room. Killer boots, man!
Yeah. He goes back to his and he had like a partner with him, but that's, you know, here or there. So he goes back to his car, and no exaggeration, this is the God's honest truth, I waited 40 minutes. Now remember, I'm from Jersey, he's in New York, so I guess it takes a little time to do the, you know, look me up or whatever the hell they do over there.
He pulls you over and he bullshits with you, and then he goes back to his car for 40 minutes.
He goes back to his car.
Now, let me ask you something. Usually, like, anything involved with the police is very, it gets me very anxious. When I see them even driving behind me, I'm instantly in that, like, oh, fuck, will I get pulled over mode? When I'm pulled over and they go back to their car, I'm thinking, what is he looking at? What is he finding? What is he writing something? I'm just, constant things are going through my head. What are you thinking of as the 40 minutes go by?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I told him that, you know, I was speeding because I was anxious to meet up with my kids and my family, and I said to him, and I thought maybe that would get his heart, you know, his heartstrings a little bit. So he's going back to his car, and I'm just sitting there, daydreaming and you know, just bored out of my gourd, and you know, I try to see if there's movement or this and that, and you just wait. You wait for that. You just look into that rearview mirror. You just look up very slightly, looking in that rearview mirror, just waiting for that his car door to open. Just waiting for that car door to open so he can step out, and just waiting to see what's in his fucking hand. You're waiting to see if when he comes out of the car, if there's something in his hand.
Does he just have your license and registration?
Yes. He still has my license and registration, yes. So
no, that's what you're looking for. You want to make sure he's coming back with nothing extra, just what you gave him. Your insurance, your registration, your license. Anything extra, you're like, oh, fuck, what is that? Maybe he's just carrying a brochure from a restaurant he's going to after this. You're like holding out hope. You're hoping he's just trying to be really efficient at getting takeout.
Right.
But what happened?
So, obviously, you know, he comes out of the car with a nice... the weirdest ticket I ever saw, it looked like it was two pieces of fax paper with lightly printed ink on it. It wasn't like a cardboard type of ticket type of thing. It was just like paper. It was absurd. But, you know, he brings it over there, and that's when the whole world just sinks. You know, you get that feeling in your stomach, you know. I had no points on my license until that time, so now I'm going to get the points and blah, 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 blah. And this is what gets me, though. He was so nice to me in the beginning, okay? He was having a conversation with me, you know, where am I going? And he gives me a goddamn ticket. I would almost prefer that the guy be an arrogant prick so that when he comes out of the car, there's no friggin' surprises. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He comes out of the car, gives me the ticket, and he's explaining it to me, you know, the procedure. And I don't want to give this guy the satisfaction of acknowledging that I'm even listening to him. So I just fucking grunt and shake my head every 2 seconds, you know, just to say, you know, yeah, whatever. And I snatch a ticket from him and I take off. And then he follows me for like a mile or two on a New York State thruway, and then he goes in on his
just
plane.
To try to get you for something else. He follows you.
He followed me for at least 2 miles.
That's the worst. Because you know why? He sensed that you were going to be you were an asshole and that you were just bullshitting with him. Like if you were genuinely just a nice guy, you probably would have thanked him for, you know, hey, thanks, I know I did wrong, sorry about that, you know, I accept the ticket. But you probably came off like a little disappointed, a little bit gruff, maybe grabbing that ticket out of his hand, rolling up the window.
You know, no matter what I would have done, I don't know if it would have made a difference, but so that's how my, and what's the clincher is I was 10 minutes from my destination, 10 minutes. So I drove almost 4 hours and 10 minutes from my destination, this happens. So this is, you know, this is how my vacation began.
Interesting.
Well,
very good. I mean, it's the very first thing. It's like on your way up to the vacation, you just hit complete disaster. Now, this was your first ticket ever. I mean, your first set of points.
No, not even my first set of points.
Really? You had points on your license?
Yes, of course.
You fucking derelict.
Excuse me? You never had points on your license?
Spotless. Came close.
Bullshit.
Never had a point on my license. Ever.
Bullshit.
I'm telling you, why would I fucking bullshit with you?
You ever get pulled over?
Many, many times.
How'd you get out of it?
You know, you'd be a human. You say, hey, listen, I know I did wrong. I'm really sorry. Or you come up with an excuse. Very, very similarly to how you should treat people that are serving you. You treat the cops that way. And if you don't pose a threat, if you, you know, turn the dome light on if it's at night, you put your shit up on the dashboard, you'd be very respectful, use sir, officer, and explain your case, you know, more often than not, you're going to, you know, you're not going to get fucked over. But from you going off about the fucking clouds and the, hey, hot out, huh? Woo! Going on a bit of a vacation myself. Can't wait.
You know why you're an asshole? Because no matter what I would have did, no matter what I would have did, you would have found fault in it. Because that's how you are. You're an arrogant asshole.
Any statement that begins with "you know why you're an asshole" is probably not favorable for you.
I didn't call him an asshole. I called you an asshole.
I know that. I'm saying that.
Let me tell you how. I was livid, dude. I was wishing bad things upon him and his family. Okay.
Why would you do? He's doing his fucking job. What were you wishing on his family? Like, were you saying, "Oh God, I hope they have a terrible vacation"? Never. You're probably wishing death or injury, right?
Anyway,
right? Yes or no?
Were
you?
What
were you wishing upon this officer and his family?
I was just wishing bad luck. That's all. You know, and amongst him and his children and his wife and everything. So, because I was angry. As right I should be.
So you wanted him and his family to be harmed, physically harmed, because you decided I'm not going to obey the speed limit. I'm gonna be a lawbreaker, and potentially ruin my family's vacation and, you know, cause an accident or
whatever.
When
he found out that I was racing to see my family, he should have given me a break.
Or you think you're entitled to a break because of that?
Yes.
Why?
Because, you know, when you bring kids into the situation, it typically tears at somebody's heart.
Yeah, but no, you're racing to fucking go splash around in a lake with them. It's not like you're racing to go fucking, you know, pull one of them out of a ravine or something. You're not trying to save somebody's life. You're trying to accelerate your arrival to a fucking destination where you're going to splash about and fucking laze around. It's a vacation. Not disaster recovery.
I see.
That's why they'll you know, lady with a baby type thing. They'll escort you. You know, they'll overlook that. Emergencies, not fucking vacations. You don't deserve leniency because you know, you had a cabin to go fucking germ proof or whatever the hell it is you did. So I mean, I can only imagine how the vacation went.
Yes.
Well, now I say germ proof your cabin, mm-hmm. and you just fucking let out a.
Well,
that tells me that it can't be too good.
Well, listen, one of the reasons I wanted my wife and family to go before me is because I wanted they call it a cabin or a cottage. I wanted the place to be sterilized before I got there. So I gave my wife some instructions on how to sterilize the cottage or cabin, if you will. The first procedure was, of course, she had to bring two brand new toilet bowl seats with her in a suitcase.
So your wife and your children were there before you. Now, I realize this. I was a little bit, blocked mentally by the fact that you got a speeding ticket and you thought the officer should have let you off because you're going on a vacation. But it didn't fully hit me that your family was there and you weren't.
That's correct.
For how long? And a couple of hours? I mean, like, first of all, it's weird that they're there and you're not.
Well, I had to finish up some work, and you got to realize that there were other family members that were there as well. Both of her sisters and their family were there.
Uh-oh. I have a feeling something went wrong.
No, listen.
Well, we'll get. I want to explore that later. But we're talking about your wife and your kids are there and you're not.
Right. Right.
Not normal. So, not normal.
It's not normal because I had to finish my work up. You jackass. Do I have to repeat that again?
Oh, excuse me. God forbid you think ahead. I mean, what did you just plan this trip on a fucking lunch break one day?
No.
How long did you know about the trip? If it's,
I don't know,
if
about
it's
six
more
months.
Than a day, you have no excuse.
I just knew it for 6 months. That's all.
Sure. 6 months?
Yes.
You had this plan 6 months ago.
So what I did was, listen, I had her buy two toilet bowl seats, an elongated toilet bowl seat and a round toilet bowl seat, because I wanted the toilet bowl seat to be changed.
Oh, God, would you just fucking close the cams?
What's that?
Yeah, that was you.
That wasn't me. My clams are not open.
Your clams are not open? You should probably steam them. Probably should steam them first before you try to eat them. Pry them open like a fucking bird of prey. No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So what I'm saying is you expect your wife to sterilize this before you arrive.
Okay. You suck too. I wanted her to sterilize it because if I go there and see what's going on before it's sterilized, it'll make me nervous. So I wanted her to go there and scrub the place down.
And the first step was she bought two new, brand new toilet seats.
I had her buy two. I went to Home Depot, brought two new toilet bowl seats, an elongated and a round one, because we didn't know what kind of toilet they would have there. So we had to be safe by buying two different kinds.
Well, how many toilets? Oh, they only had one toilet, and you just anticipated needing two because you didn't know the shape.
Right, you don't know if it's going to be a round toilet or an elongated toilet, so you had to buy one of each. See?
Okay. So first of all, it's insane that you're bringing a toilet seat. I want you to know that it's absolutely insane.
I'm sure other people do it as well.
No one does it. Fucking nobody does it.
It's not that unheard of.
No, it's completely unheard of. The reason that, you know, hotel rooms and cabins and shit have toilet seats is because no one does this. If everybody did this, or if fucking a majority percentage of humanity brought toilet seats with them on their vacation, then a good percentage of fucking vacation destinations wouldn't have them. Or they'd have really, really easy to remove ones. Like fucking sheets. Do you bring your own sheets and stuff?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're fucking, you know what?
And you know what? That's not unheard of. Many people bring their own sheets.
I'll admit, I know that. I know a lot of people that do that. I use the fucking sheets that are there because I don't give a shit.
Because you're an animal. I'm an animal,
that's right.
And you probably rub your fucking naked body all over the dirty sheets as well.
I do. I turn it into a toga and I piss all over it until it adheres to my flesh. You're a lunatic. Okay, so go on. You have your freshly bought toilet seats. Who installs them?
Okay, now, there's a certain procedure in installing, so I had to give my wife rules for changing the toilet bowl seat.
Like, you taught her how to do it?
There's a five-step process.
Wait, no, there isn't. There is.
Excuse me?
Is this a process that you came up with, or is this just the way you put on a new toilet seat?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but this is protocol.
Okay.
Okay, now, first of all, surgical latex gloves must be worn when removing the old seat. So you have to take latex gloves, put them on, and remove the old seat first. The reason for the latex gloves is because you don't want contamination on your hands.
So where does the – after she's handled this seat that you deem, you know, so just dirty and disgusting, where does she put it?
Well, let me just say that two people need to be involved in the changing of the toilet bowl seat. There needs to be two people involved.
The changing of the toilet seat. This isn't like fucking Arlington Cemetery. You don't need somebody to hand it, rotate it really slowly and robotically. This isn't like a fucking ceremony.
Okay. If you allow me to finish my instructions, you will see why two people are needed.
Irish Curse is checking in. He's wondering if the honor guard has to be present. Okay, why do you need two people?
Okay. Number one, gloves must be worn when removing the old seat. Number two, the old seat needs to be discarded in a trash bag along with the used gloves. A second person needs to hold the bag open. Okay? So a second person needs to hold the bag open so that the person removing the seat can just put the old toilet bowl seat with the bag gloves in the bag.
So has your family never heard of, like, a garbage can? I mean, like, why can't you just open the fucking bag and put it in the garbage can like everybody else does to line the can.
Is she gonna walk? Is somebody gonna walk in the toilet bowl seat in all the friggin' rooms? Wouldn't it be easier just to discard it right there in the room with the bag?
Okay, let me see how this grabs you. Maybe we can drop a few of your five steps. You get a garbage can. You put the plastic bag in the garbage can. And it, as insane as it is that you want to remove this toilet seat and put your own on, bring the can into the bathroom so that you have your gloved hands on the old seat and you just drop it in the fucking can. Now you don't need another person. You freed up one salary. That's what it is. It's insane. And you're going to leave your toilet seat that you purchased at that cottage. I mean, is that what you're going to do?
You know,
I mean, don't you think that they'd want the original seat on the fucking toilet?
Why would they? Wouldn't it be? Would you rather have an old toilet bowl seat or a new toilet bowl seat?
Well, if I'm renting a place that I own to somebody, and I come back and there's a fucking mint green seat from Home Depot on my fucking
white, you dumbass.
Well, what if I had a blue toilet because it's an old place and it's from the 70s? Now I have a fucking white thing on there. You didn't anticipate what color the bowl was.
There were photographs on the website.
Bullshit,
because
then you wouldn't have bought two.
You
wouldn't have bought two, because then you would have known what type of seat cover or whatever.
Finish
the
procedure, please.
Go ahead. What step are we on?
Okay. We're finishing up number two.
Okay.
Now, make sure that the second person is not touched by the used toilet bowl seat when it is being thrown in the garbage. So when the first person puts a toilet bowl seat in the bag, the person holding the bag should not be touched with the old toilet bowl seat. Okay. Number three.
What if you want to play a little game of grab ass after you remove the old seat?
Okay. Number three. The second person then needs to discard the bag away. Number four. New gloves need to be put on by the person installing the new seat. Number five.
wait, why can't they use the same gloves?
Well, dumbass. Well, why would you put the contaminated gloves that you used to take off the old seat with and contaminate the new seat with the fecal matter that was in the old seat?
Are you really going to transmit that much? I mean, I thought the gloves were to protect the handler.
You're defeating the purpose of having a new toilet bowl seat if you're going to take cross-contaminate the fecal matter from the old seat onto the new seat.
Okay, you go there and you're telling me there's just streaks of shit on this seat? I mean, why would you even vacation there? I don't understand how you can say there's fecal matter on it. I mean, are you worried about shit that you cannot see?
Absolutely.
You're afraid of feces that you can't even see.
Microorganisms are what kills you.
Here's what you do. You take a flashlight, lift up the lid a little bit, get a good angle, and see if you see any streaks. If you do, you spray it down and wipe it, and then throw the thing in the garbage can. You don't need three people and four sets of rubber gloves.
You know, maybe that's how you do it, but I don't do it that way.
That's how everybody does it. That's how every toilet seat is cleaned. Do you have friends? Do you go to a friend's house and ever use their toilet?
Yes, but I do it in a way that I don't have to touch anything.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go on to the next step.
The last and final step. The new gloves then need to be discarded in the same manner as the old toilet seat. You have to have the... All right. Now, And number six, throw away all tools involved in the removal of the toilet bowl seat.
All right, wait a minute. Now, what tools? Let's go through this.
If any tools are needed.
Phillips head screwdriver?
Whatever. I mean, if you need a Phillips head screwdriver or whatever, you must discard of all tools because the tools will be contaminated because they're touching the old toilet bowl seat.
You're going to throw out the fucking screwdriver.
You will discard the screwdriver. Yes.
Now, let me ask you, why don't you just put it in some bleach? I mean, that's what Ustream or whatever the fuck number it is on Ustream is saying. Just use some bleach, clean the tool off, and you'll be fine. I mean, it works at barbershops with the combs and that blue shit. I mean, what's so bad about that?
If you notice with that blue shit and the combs, there's always a part of the comb that's sticking out of the blue shit. So that part of the comb that's sticking out of the blue shit is not getting
cleaned off. Is the blue shit satisfactory to you? Do you like that?
Well, remember, I don't have any hair now.
Well, that's true.
When I did have hair, I never – you ever go to a barber shop or whatever you call them nowadays, and they use that little razor to make the back of your neck
– the straight razor.
Yeah, they use the it's a motorized like an electric razor to make it even on the sides and the back.
Not always.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but let me tell you something. There are still places that use the straight razor, the fucking – just the blade with no protection.
Okay.
I had this one Puerto Rican lady cut my hair, and she didn't even use scissors. She just started using a fucking straight razor, grabbing little pieces of it, And at one point, she was tired, a little tired or something, and she wanted to trim my beard. She cut me right under the fucking,
right
under the neck, cut me. And maybe I had like a zit or something that she cut open. But now I have an open wound to this fucking thing. And I'm like, what? Just finish up. I don't really give a shit. I didn't, you know, I'm thinking if this is you, your entire world is just shut down.
What happened is I never, in my case, they had electric razors and they trim the sides to make them even by your ears and the back of your neck. But I never allowed them to utilize the electric razor on me because the electric razor is not being cleaned in bleach. You know, they're just passing it along from one person to the next.
They just take it and they go, there it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean.
They blow on it.
Clean.
So I don't want them to use it on somebody else's neck and then use it on my neck, because if they use it on somebody else's neck and they cut the person's neck, then blood could get into the blades, and then when they do my neck, the person's blood can't to my neck.
Well, the electric ones, you probably don't have to worry about blood, but the fact that they're still using straight razors is a little bit fucking annoying to me. But what amazes me with you and the blue shit is that you don't see anything wrong with that. Their method of cleaning a comb is just to soak it in this chemical, which, you know, is just a fucking breeding ground for whatever used to be on the comb.
Right.
It's just they swish it around. They don't clean that out. You think they never buy new blue shit.
I know.
They use the same blue shit for
20 years. I think that
years.
Blue shit is windshield washer fluid. That's what I think it is.
It's fucking Windex.
Yeah.
Shit, we ran out of blue shit. It evaporated over vacation. Fuck, I don't know. I put some Windex in there. Give me a melted blue raspberry Slurpee. It doesn't really matter. It just needs to look blue. Whatever looks blue, that'll make the customer be at ease. Spickle is checking, and he says that the blue shit kills all the germs. Nothing is staying alive in there. Except on the little part that sticks out, though, according to you.
Right. There's always a piece of the comb that's sticking out, and that part never gets cleaned.
But that's probably the part where they grip. On that little end part.
Exactly.
So that's
See,
where all the
learning.
Thumb grease is. But
you're
the thing
learning,
is,
dude.
I'm learning, and I'm really just trying to decode you. Because I don't give a fuck. I don't care about these germs or anything like that. I don't give a shit about it. I'm really unaffected with this.
I hope you get
diseased. I would never, ever go on vacation and demand that my girlfriend or anybody else sanitizes the entire room, removes the fucking toilet seat, throws out the tools, goes through a couple sets of gloves, and I guess that's where we left off. We throw out the tools, discard them, and where are we now? That's it. That's your steps for the removal of the seat.
That's it. And we're done with that.
And that's only one aspect of the sterilization of the room.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, do you do this at hotels? Do you do this wherever you go? I mean, you're not going to go to a hotel room and remove the seat. You're not going to do that. That's fucking...
You know what? I don't stay at those kind of places.
Well, I mean...
Have you ever?
Have you?
In my lifetime, have I? Of course I have.
And what did you do? How did you use the bathroom?
One time I had to stay overnight. I had to take a business trip to Providence, Rhode Island. And I don't know if I told the story already.
You may
and
have. I don't care.
I did?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh,
I don't listen
I apologize.
To you.
And I didn't want to use a toilet. So what I did was I defecated in the waste paper basket.
You shit in the garbage can.
Yes. Because
How
I didn't
want...
How
is that cleaner? How is that cleaner? Nobody,
well, because
nobody
I didn't,
sprays
I didn't,
down a garbage can.
I didn't want to have to touch... I didn't want my ass cheeks or anything to touch the toilet bowl seat. So I'd rather just do an aerial drop underneath the waste paper basket.
So you're on your business trip, you need to take a shit, and you just engage in a sumo stance over a fucking paper basket, waste paper basket?
Exactly.
And just let it plop
in.
And nobody knows? I mean, did you share a room with somebody?
It was by myself, no.
And what did you do? Did you tip the cleaning lady at all? I mean, you just left this fucking present for her in the garbage can?
I took it out of the bag. And it was like a plastic bag inside of a waste paper basket. I took the plastic bag out, and I found one of the maid's carts, and I just chucked it in the maid's cart there.
Well, here's something interesting. I mean, this is a little bit more sane than actually carrying new toilet seats. I'm a fan in the Pal Talk room is saying that she's been known to carry toilet seat covers in her purse for public bathroom use. Because you don't always get those paper, I don't want to say paper ass gaskets, but I really don't know what they're called. The paper covers for the seats. I don't know what they're called. But you don't always get them. And I don't like using them because I know that as a youth...
They're useless.
As a youth, I used to piss, piss into the paper ass gasket bin. Don't just let it let them dry.
Those ass gaskets are useless because they always slide off your ass. They don't work.
And then, like, you don't, you either, it turns into an arts and crafts project because you have to detach that little fucking uvula-looking flap. You know what? I don't even detach it anymore. I just let the force of gravity on my shit break through. And I'll only use it when I'm like, you know, I look at this bathroom, I'm like, I really have to shit. And this is my only hope. And there's no way I'm going to let my skin touch this. So I'll risk a pissy seat cover than put my ass on something that could have just disgusting filth all over it.
Right, right.
Have you ever wiped down a seat before you had to use it? See, that you don't know the pains of people that actually use public bathrooms. If you, I'll go and I always use the public bathroom because I'm not going to hold my shit like you, and I'm not going to go to an Office Depot and buy a new fucking garbage can so I can shit with an aerial drop. But I'll go in there and I'll look for the least soiled seat, and I'll take some toilet paper, put it on there, use my foot to wipe all the piss and shit off, then I do the best I can. Then I have to go. I have to use it. I have to go. I don't care how disgusting it is. Yeah, and again, I'm a fan says she can't hover. I can't hover. I need to sit. I need to use this time with shitting where it's just me relaxing and releasing all the bad stuff. I can't get into all kinds of fucking Tai Chi stances in my hotel room like you can. It's ridiculous, Frank. So what else did they do? You put on a new toilet seat, not like a cover or anything like that. You put a new toilet seat on. What else happens?
Well, the problem was, even though I'd put a new toilet bowl seat on, I was still leery about using the toilet because obviously the toilet itself was contaminated. Even though my wife bought a toilet brush with her, she bought Toilet Duck, which is a toilet cleaner, and she bought some bleach products.
Toilet Duck.
It's called. Is there a problem? It's called. Toilet
Duck. Got an angled neck, so you can get under.
Yes, that's why it's called Toilet Duck. But even though I had a new toilet bowl seat on, let me just digress here. When I bought my house, I think I mentioned this before, I installed all new toilets because I didn't want to defecate in toilets that somebody else defecated in. All right. Okay. But so leave that as it may. So even though she put new toilet bowl seat on, once I got in the bathroom, I said to myself, you know what? The toilet itself is still fucking contaminated with this things that are, you know, microorganisms and diseases and stuff. Okay?
All right.
So, and by the way, it was a round bowl. It was a round bowl. And all the bowls in my house are elongated. Okay?
Okay, so you had the long bowl.
I'm not used to going in a round bowl. Round bowls are very small, okay?
How do you have to be used to a different type of toilet?
May I finish?
Oh, go ahead. I can only imagine.
So what happened was, in the past I've had the undue comfort of using a toilet bowl, and my ding-a-ling would accidentally brush up against the porcelain because of the rounded seat, and that's a very disgusting feeling. Okay,
when you're what 40-year-old? What word did you use for it?
My ding-a-ling. If I'm sitting down, I don't want my ding-a-ling to accidentally touch the porcelain area because people are pissing all over that. That's got fecal matter and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want other people's shit on your dick.
Right. So what I did was I tried – when I had it to go to the bathroom, I didn't want to sit – I wanted to sit back a little bit because I didn't want
– You didn't want your dick to touch the front of the seat. I think I see what you're talking about.
Right, right, right.
So you tried to creep back on the seat a little bit?
Right, right, right. And by the way, just to digress here, somebody may be calling in, so I don't know if you're taking calls at the moment, but anyway.
Oh, well, the number is 316-768-4472 if you want to call in. It's the DJ New Style Show. We got Germ Freak talking about a round bowl, I guess. It's pretty narrow, and he's trying to avoid his cock touching the seat that was brand new and installed by people who are in those Intel fucking outfits.
Okay.
Germ lab outfits.
Right, right, right. So what happened was, I sat back a little bit, but the problem was there was not enough room, and I defecated all over the toilet bowl seat.
You defecated all over the toilet bowl seat?
Yes, because there wasn't enough room because I was sitting back further in order to prevent my ding-a-ling from brushing against the porcelain that I defecated on the toilet bowl seat. Okay.
So you were back too far, and you
I
just
was back too far.
Shit all over the fucking seat.
I shit. I defecated on the seat. So
And
I'm saying to myself, now this is the worst part of all. Once I realized I was defecating on a toilet bowl seat, I had to move ahead. I moved up a little bit, but I was just hovering. I was not touching. I was doing an aerial drop.
So you're afraid of your own shit. It's not other people's shit. It's just your own, even.
Well, it's not that. I didn't want to. I knew I'd have to clean up feces on the toilet bowl seat, so I was trying to prevent that more.
Well,
so I moved up a little bit, but I was hovering.
Okay. Well, you're hovering,
then,
and look
at
this.
Because I'm hovering at a height.
Uh-oh.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Neustyle Show. Who's this?
Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88. What's going on?
Well, I just had a similar little shit story I thought I should share with you.
Okay. What happened?
Well, Ken, just for the record, Ken, I cannot hear him, so I'm just letting you know.
Oh, hold on. You can't hear him at all?
No.
Really?
No?
Oh, well, just fucking go with it, Frank.
Okay. All right, well, as you may or may not know, I have a little bit of my colon missing, so when I have to go, I really have to go. We happen to be at the Wendy's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I felt it coming on as I'm ordering, and I was like, oh, this is not good. And then as I'm getting the food, I thought I was going to shit myself. So then as soon as I got the food, pulled right over to a parking spot, ran into the place, and it's a tube toilet. There's a stall and a urinal. And as soon as I'm coming in, there's these two Mexicans leaving. And I go to the stall, and the seat is just completely covered in piss. Just piss drenched. I've never seen so much piss. And I just took some toilet paper, wiped it right off, and sat down and let her rip.
So you walked in after these Mexicans, there's piss all over the seat, you just fucking wiped it off, and you didn't even give a shit about that.
I couldn't. I knew one of them did it was the worst part. It was only two things.
Now Frank.
I couldn't care. I just had to wipe it off and just fucking sit down.
Now, Frank, I know you didn't hear it, but he wiped the piss off of Mexican piss off of a Wendy's toilet seat because he had to go. I mean, that's what he has to do.
So his buttocks touched the toilet bowl seat.
Yeah, but he wiped it down pretty good.
But did he wash his ass cheeks when he got home?
Well, Tib, you can hear him, right, Tibbit?
At some point, I didn't specifically go and, like, stick my ass in the sink and wash my ass.
Yeah, I mean, why would you go home and wash your ass just because of that? I mean, you're going to wash, you know, because you're taking a shower, Frank. But, he's not going to go home and just wash for that. Okay. I mean, that's dumb. That's ill-advised.
Okay. I wish I could hear this conversation, but...
Well, you can pretend, right? I mean, can you
pretend? I
can pretend. So it sounds
God
good?
Put somebody else.
Thanks.
But whatever, go ahead.
Thank you. Just go with it for a little bit. Holy shit. Well, Tidbit, we're going to let you go for a little bit.
There's always problems whenever I call in.
You know what it is? It's Frank. Thank you very much for calling the DJ News Style Show. I don't understand. You know, there's always one thing, there's always the other. Your cam's not working well today, my phones aren't working today. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Frank. But it doesn't matter to him. He goes to Wendy's, he has to shit. If you have to, you'll find a way to get over your fucking fears. That's what you would never consider, hey, here's a toilet. I don't care how dirty it is. I'll just do my best and shit.
But let me finish what I was just, if I may, for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay. So once I realized I was defecating on the toilet bowl seat, I moved up a little bit, but I was hovering. So it was a height there was a little bit of a height.
You were above the seat.
I was hovering above the seat, so it was a little bit of a height. And I got the infamous splashback because
There was such a drop zone.
There was such a drop zone.
Yeah.
The centrifugal force and the gravity took its place.
When you're going to use these physics terms, you should probably know what they are. I mean, I'm guaranteeing you weren't in a fucking centrifuge shitting. So there was no centrifugal force.
Whatever. The gravity level.
It's just gravity, yeah.
So I got the splashback, but not only did I get the splashback, the splashback went right up my anus. So it's bad enough to get the splashback on your ass, but it went right up my anus.
Your asshole was so open.
It went. It went.
That water.
I felt
splashing
the water
back went
right
into
up
your
my
anus. How?
I felt it go up my anus.
Are you shitting with a speculum in your ass? I mean, how is your ass staying that open?
Well, you remember I'm hovering, and I got my legs spread apart, so I guess there was a wide enough hole that the water shut up to my anus.
Oh my god! So now what do you do?
This I'm fucking panicking.
Did you even wipe? Did you even wipe?
I'm panicking.
Okay.
All I'm thinking about is all the grossness that's in this toilet bowl seat is now in my anus.
Not just the seat, the entire bowl that everybody's
the bowl
used. This is
right.
This has been through years of drunk vacationers just shitting, vomiting, probably jizzing. All kinds of human fluid have been in there at one point or another. And your thinking is that the toilet is always going to be disgusting if it's ever been used.
Exactly.
So in a perfect world, if you hit the lottery, you'd have a new toilet installed after every use.
So
if there was some way to get a disposable toilet, you would obtain it.
Well, what we did was we had alcohol in the and we brought alcohol with us, and I took I rolled up a bunch of toilet paper, I sopped it with alcohol, and I stuck it up my ass in order to clean out my ass.
Now you were talking about how you brought alcohol, and it is your vacation. I thought you were talking about, you know, hey, let's party, let's have a few drinks. You're just talking about fucking rubbing alcohol.
Isopropyl alcohol.
That's what you brought. You didn't bring, like, vodka. You're talking about rubbing alcohol. And you brought tons of it.
I brought a case.
You must be the most difficult person to ever even dream of living with. Your wife is a fucking saint who cooks very well, might I add, incredibly well, and she's willing to tolerate your desire to shit on a fresh seat and all that. She's a saint, and she doesn't deserve to be stuck with you. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna let that be known right now.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, you prove me wrong. She's going to pack a fucking first aid kit, basically, just because there might have been shit somewhere in your home.
Okay, then. Anyway,
you sopped up a piece of toilet paper with rubbing alcohol and put it in your ass.
I took wads of toilet paper, poured the alcohol all over the toilet paper, and inserted it in my anal cavity because I wanted to make sure all the contaminants were out.
Now, Are you aware that there may be some kind of maybe a scrape or something inside there? Which
I saw stars. I fucking saw stars, dude. It was not a pleasant sight. I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
Okay? So you were in severe pain because open cut in your anus.
Exactly, because you have to understand that when I wipe myself, I wipe myself until I bleed. Because if I don't see blood on the tissue, then it's not a good wipe. See?
You didn't do your job.
Right, exactly.
It's fucking, you're insane. You're absolutely insane. So you're reeling in pain, but are you a little satisfied that you've killed what may have sluiced its way into your asshole?
I'm satisfied that I did, because the pain itself was enough to realize that maybe I did do some good here.
Well, now, here's an interesting question from Pal Talk. It's Monsu is asking, hey, Germ, your hemorrhoids must be outrageous. Or she's basically just stating it. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have hemorrhoids, thank God.
Do you have any, like, ass issues? I mean, you wipe till you bleed.
I wipe till I bleed, yes, because I've always done that, and that's how I will continue to do that. You know, whatever. That's my way of doing it.
Well, that's it's healthy. That's really healthy. Wipe till you see blood, then you know that you've scraped off the last layer of skin. You should really use an abrasive face rub.
What is your procedure?
The thing is, you're exfoliating your asshole whenever you take a shit.
What is your procedure?
I wipe until I don't see shit on the paper anymore.
Okay,
That's it.
You know, all right, whatever. That's
no,
how you
no,
want
go to go into it. Let's hear this.
Well, listen. You ever think that, and then about you pull up your pants, go on your way, and then 15 minutes later, you start to get a little bit of a problem back there?
15 minutes later? I'm willing to say a couple hours after, like, jogging, maybe. You know, you get the bit of the swamp stank ass or whatever, you know, little leaks out. But 15 minutes, that's a little bit... A little bit obsessive. I mean, in those 15 minutes, did I all of a sudden be transported to a fucking the Gobi Desert? I mean, like, why? How is it so just terrible after that short of a time for you?
I don't know. I guess it's my chemistry.
It's not your chemistry. It's the fact that you've damaged your asshole.
Maybe
I'm sorry. You've damaged your anus. Years of abuse. I mean, how long have you been doing this?
Since I was able to wipe.
So you were taught to wipe that if the white toilet paper isn't fucking red, it's bad. Make the white toilet paper red and you've done a good job.
I have to, you know how you want to see if you wipe yourself, there's nothing left on the tissue. I wipe myself until the tissue is red. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a little, I mean, like, how much blood is enough? I mean, if you see a little trace of blood, do you mistake that with shit and just keep going until you see, like, definite blood, like a fucking, an ace bandage?
No, I mean, I just have to see a little bit of blood and I'm happy. Well, because what's my philosophy,
thank
style?
You very much. We're making
what
Kinky
is my
Katie
philosophy
cringe here.
About the ass that we've discussed before.
Thank you very much. We're making Kinky Katie cringe, and that's not something we want to do on this show.
I apologize.
We want to go through your vacation. I mean, you have a philosophy on how you wipe your ass, okay?
Well, what is my philosophy on the anus? We discussed this before.
What is yours?
It's always, it's better to have a what than a what.
I don't know. Why don't you say it? It's your philosophy. I don't make a habit of learning other people's anal philosophy.
All right, don't be a smartass. You know what I'm talking about. I always prefer a burning ass over an itchy ass. I don't mind a burning ass.
You'll itch your ass ablaze until it's no longer itchy.
Right. I prefer a burning ass.
Just...
See?
Oh, God. Anyway. Rob Giggs is going to have an incredible remix when he manages this fucking audio. When he just isolates those few clips, he's going to have some kind of a burning ass melange of audio. Very good. So, you've already shit... You've had toilet water shoot up your ass. You've tried to remedy the situation by putting rubbing alcohol, you know, into your rectum, basically.
Yes.
You've calmed it down. At what point do you begin fucking enjoying your vacation? I mean, you got a ticket. You've done damage to your ass. I mean, when do you start to enjoy yourself?
Wow.
I mean, are you opposed to a bidet? I mean, it's been suggested.
I would love to have a bidet. I'd love to have a bidet.
Why don't you get one? What's stopping you?
I would love to have a bidet.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. I just never thought of. I mean, I've never. I'm not the. We're not the kind of people who have bidets in their house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're also not the kind of people that fucking uses 21 grit toilet paper. I think somebody in the Pow Talk room typed that 21 grit fucking. Sand toilet paper to clean our asses. We don't do that. You know, it's not in the norm. So you've accustomed yourself to not living a normal life. That's okay.
Right.
You know, that's fine. But you get a bidet and shoot some water in your ass that's been, to clean yourself.
Well, I'm going to look into it.
Well, do that. Maybe they have a double job. I don't know. Like a kind of like a washer dryer of toilets. One that you can shit into and have a fucking... fountain like the Bellagio go right into your fucking ass. God, just, you really need to not be shitting blood 15 minutes after you dump. So when do you start enjoying yourself?
Well, it takes time. You want to take possibly take a little bit of a break here or what?
I want to go into this. I want to find out.
I apologize.
When do you start having fun on this trip of yours?
Who said I had fun at all?
You didn't have any fun.
Who said I had fun? I didn't say
so
I had
you
fun.
Know what? You didn't have any fun. Let's actually take a break. When we come back, we'll boil it down and figure out just what the fuck possesses you to do anything on this planet, because everything just goes wrong. It's the DJ News Style Show on Heroes Talk. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you.
The DJ News Style Show will be back after something.
Are we on? Okay. Yeah, welcome to the Chill Spot. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. Tonight, we got a few goals for the program. I mean, it's a new show. But first off, you know, I'm gonna talk to you about some things you probably have no interest in. And second off, you know, we just gonna chill, you know, in the spot. And lastly, I'm going to take a few calls, and you're going to tell me what you do for a living, and I'm going to criticize you. But, yeah. So, I mean, have you heard that Microsoft is going to buy Google? I mean, it's Yahoo. It's crazy. Okay, so here's some, you know, Russian techno. It's hot in the clubs. We got a caller. Yeah, okay, you're on the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs.
Hey, Webbs, how are you? Yeah, listen, I make an honest wage. I support my family. I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of what I do.
But what do you do, though?
Oh, I'm a plumber. Self-employed plumber.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, like poor people work. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You should probably go to college, you know? Take some classes and maybe get a better job.
I make more money than you'll ever see in your fucking life, you sleepy-eyed runt.
I mean, maybe if, like, you wanted to, like, get more money for your family, you could probably go and maybe retire. Thank you for your call, but seriously, take some classes and do it at a real college. Okay, we're going to end the Chill Spot Show for Hotties. Thank you. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. It was a fun show. But, yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Peace. Okay, I'm really not leaving yet. But I really have to, okay. But, yeah, see you next week. Peace.
This is Chris from Best in Show Radio. You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show on Heroes Talk. Wake up on Sunday mornings to catch what's happening on Heroes Talk so you don't miss moments like this.
I had my first multiplayer experience recently. I had pristine sneakers. He showed me the virtual ropes of multiplayer in Grand Theft Auto 4. I had to figure out how to do it. Like, he refused to tell me how to do it.
He was kind enough to show me the ropes.
Well, I mean, it was your first multiplayer experience, so he had to be gentle, you know. Like,
he was. He took it slow. He made me happy. I was very satisfied by my first multiplayer experience.
How do you train your thumbs and fingers before the match?
I am what is referred to as a cyber athlete. The games I play are generally violent. But the cool thing about the game is I created myself to look like myself. I made myself be fat and ugly and made my face look as my face did. It's stupid and it's dumb and it's pointless. It is so unbelievably gay.
Best in Show is live every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on HeroesTalk.com and in the Heroes Talk Radio chat room on PalTalk. Best in Show is proud to be a part of the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
He goes, I know where it is. I know where it is. I'm not an idiot. I know where it is.
I said, pleated, pleated. I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is.
I got the money, like the lawyer said to do.
What the fuck does she get me? Okay?
Nobody can replace a heartache.
First of all, I said breve. She gets me fucking non-fat milk.
Tomorrow I'll be leaving it.
I said breve.
Just one cup of coffee and then I go.
I'm sick to my stomach and I'm pissed off.
I got the money like the lawyer said to do.
I said equal. She gets me fucking sweet and low.
But you can't replace a heartache I was given.
She thought it was all the same. She thought it was all the same, okay?
Tomorrow I'll be leaving it. I know.
They have equal sweet and low and splendor.
One cup of coffee.
Blue is equal, Splenda is yellow.
Judge not before you fool yourself.
Sweet and low is pink, sugar is white.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Now you're not ready for judgment. Oh, oh, the road to life is rocky.
I'm sick.
And you may stumble too.
She gets me the goddamn sweet and low.
As you point your finger, judging you.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Before you judge yourself.
I said breve.
Judge not.
I said I want equal.
Oh, you're not ready for judgment.
Breve.
Oh, oh, oh,
equal.
Oh, the road to life is rocky.
Sick.
And you may stumble too. So while you're laughing at me, someone else is judging you.
I'm so pissed off right now, I could punch a goddamn wall. I'm so aggravated! I was looking forward to it. Oh, God. I'm so aggravated right now. It doesn't taste the same. I'm sick to my stomach. This is bullshit. She had a... Oh! I said I can't repeat it, and she didn't repeat it.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Bitches. Bitches.
Oh, snap! Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Be sure to check out Best in Show on Sundays. I mean, if you're not listening right now, pretty much you're an awful person and you deserve to be hanged in the Old West. No, not hung. Hanged. All right, bitches. Germ, are you back? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
I mean, yeah. Are you starting to enjoy life again? I mean, apparently your vacation is so fucking stressful for you.
Well, you know, you got to realize that I'm out of my element when I'm not in my basement. So I prefer to be, I don't feel comfortable when I'm.
People want to know if your ass is bleeding into your computer chair because you took a shit and had to make it bleed. I don't know.
No. Once it bleeds, I ensure that it's not dripping blood.
You know, Frank. As a visual person, I'd really like to end the Frank's ass bleeding conversation.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, we're friends and all. I don't need to picture fucking blood raining out of your ass.
Yes, I really don't. Yes.
You went to Lake George on vacation. What are some of the things that people do there to have fun? Normally, I mean, you didn't have any fun.
You got the boat rides, and I tell you, the water was beautiful. It was crystal clear. I never swam in a lake before. Yeah, there's a lot of miniature golf, no doubt. Tons of miniature golf.
Okay.
I was concerned with the fact that I was going to be swimming with little fish and minnows, and I think I mentioned on the show before that I was afraid that the minnows would go up my urethra or whatnot. But I, you know, you go in the water. I didn't see any fish. It's clean. It was very, very nice. Very nice. I will say that much. However, I went on a boat ride.
Okay, so you did one of the things that it's known for, the fun boat ride on the crystal clear water.
The people that we were with, one person had had rented rented a boat and. We went on a little boat ride, and I had just got done canoeing with my two of my kids. We went I took them out. Kayaking rather. So I'm all wet, and the kids are all wet, and everything as far as the water and everything. So they go on the boat ride. They ask if we want to go. I thought they were going to go around the lake a couple of times around, and then we come back. You know, within 15-20 minutes.
Now, how big of a lake is it? I mean, I have no idea.
It's 32 miles long. I don't know the width though.
So it's pretty big. A big fucking lake. So you go out on this boat ride, you think you're going to be back pretty soon.
Exactly. Because I had a wet bathing suit. I had my aqua shoes on because, as you know, I don't put bare feet into the public area.
You wear aqua shoes.
Is there a problem?
You're never without shoes. Okay, we've done that already. But, yes, but go on.
Okay. Anyway, so I had the so we go in the boat and we're about I find out while I'm on the boat that they're planning on going into the village, they call it, for some ice cream, and it kind of pissed me off a little bit because I wasn't prepared. I was in a bathing suit. My kid was all, you know, tired and in a bathing suit and everything. And I was kind of aggravated about this, but you know, I figured it wouldn't take too long.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, halfway there, the boat ran out of gas.
So they were going. You were using the boat to get to this village.
To get to the village, and the boat ran out of gas halfway there.
So how far offshore were you?
Probably about 10 miles.
You're fucking 10 miles offshore with no gas.
Yes.
On the pretty much the only fun thing to do at Lake George, the boat ride.
Yes.
And you're just stuck out there in your wet clothes. Everybody's fucking miserable.
Yes, exactly. So
I mean, do you not check the fuel before you go out?
I was not the captain.
Oh, I didn't know that you could ever be a captain of anything, but
yeah.
Who was the captain?
I don't even know. It was a friend of a relative, so I don't even friggin' know who it was.
Okay, so somebody that you knew was leading this boat. They asked you, and ultimately got you stuck out on the fucking lake. What did you do? How long were you out there?
We were out there for 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yes.
No, you didn't even, like, did you have an oar? I mean, how did anybody find you?
Well, we had to wait for somebody to come by us, so in order for us to get towed, we put a rope on the back of the one boat, and it towed us into the 10 miles into the village or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so now I'm beyond seething. I'm pissed off as hell because I just want to get back into the cottage and go to bed. Okay, we get to the village. And the guy's got to get gasoline for his boat. So in the meantime, while he's going to get gasoline, they go for ice cream and everything. And I got my son Luke in my arms, and I'm just aggravated. I don't want to be there because I wasn't prepared to be going to the village and walking around and blah blah blah. I just wanted to get back. And it's already 4 hours that's passed. We were supposed to be back in like half hour.
So what time of day is it now?
It's probably about like 8 o'clock at night now.
Ugh.
And we had left around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So,
was the ice cream at least good? I mean, or did you not get
it? I didn't
get
ice. I was too upset to have ice cream or anything. I didn't want to have anything.
Nothing. You were inconsolable.
Listen, I had no money on me. I had no identification. I had nothing on me, nothing at all. Okay.
Wow.
So they all went for ice cream and I'm at the corner, of, I think Route 9 North or wherever the hell it is, or Route 87. Just seething.
So you're watching everybody enjoy their ice cream.
Oh, they're fucking loving it up.
And you're just sitting there pissed
I'm
off.
Sitting there
and
pissed
no one
off.
Gives a fuck. No one
gives
a shit
a
about
fuck.
You.
They don't give a fuck. They see me there freezing. They don't give a fuck. They're licking the fucking ice cream cones.
How could you be freezing at that point? I mean, you'd be dry. You would be dry at this point.
You know, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool there. It was
okay.
At least like 60s.
So you were sitting there with, as you always do when you're unhappy, you want to make it known.
I sit there with a puss on.
You have a fucking puss on your face.
Yes, exactly.
Like a little fucking child who doesn't want to go shop for clothes.
That's right. I sit there with a puss on my face.
Somebody should have just fucking smacked you in the mouth and eat a fucking cone and shut up.
So after they get done with their, and it was a Ben and Jerry's actually, they get done with their Ben and Jerry's, they decide to go for a little stroll, you know, walk off the ice cream, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm still at the corner with my son Luke in my arms, and I'm pissed off. So they're out of sight.
Oh, so you didn't even let your son get ice cream? I mean, you know, the other guy probably would have sprung
for it.
No,
I had no money on me.
The other guy would have sprung for it. You know what? Come on. You know he would have gotten your kid ice cream. And you could pay him back when you get back to the fucking cottage. Now, not only are you miserable now, your fucking kid is watching. When you're a kid and you have to watch people eat ice cream because you either can't get it or your parents won't buy it for you, it's a fucking nightmare. They're like, this is so good. waving in front of your face like the Eddie Murphy bit.
I got the ice cream.
It's your fucking, you ruined you not only your vacation, but your kid's vacation as well.
Okay. Well, he wanted to get back too. So, like a long story short, I didn't want to wait for this guy to get the gas, for them to go strolling through the village, then have to take a boat ride back. I didn't want to deal with it because it would have been at least another couple hours before, at least 11 o'clock or 11:30 before I got back.
Yeah.
So I decided to take a taxi.
Okay, okay, so you just took it. You wanted to take a cab just to get there. How? Now
it was only a 10-minute drive.
Was this going to be a fucking charity work for the cab? I mean, how are you paying for this? You can't get fucking ice cream.
Let me finish. So I went. I was in the corner, coincidentally enough, with the village information center where you can get information, brochures, and whatnot. So I go in there. I say, "Madam, can you please call a cab for me?" So the cab. Wait for the cab. About 15 minutes later, the cab driver comes. We get into the car. It's me and my Luke, and we start driving to the Blue Lagoon Resort, which is where I was staying at. Now, I had no money, remember, so I'm saying to myself, how am I going to pay for this fucking thing? So
didn't just skate off, did you? You just – thanks.
Excuse me?
Just fucking – as soon as he pulls up, run out as quick as you can.
Right. So we get to the Blue Lagoon Resort, and I say to the guy, listen, I have to go inside to get my money, and I'll come out with it. Now, as I was leaving the car, I heard the dispatcher say 1545. So I said to myself, I really didn't click in my head. I just heard her say 1545. So I go into the cottage, get the money, come out, give the taxi, you know, go to the cab driver. I say, how much? He goes, he says $20. He says
even.
$20.
Wow, 20 bucks even, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what a stroke of luck.
Yes. And I was saying to myself, didn't I hear somebody say 1545? Wasn't that what the price was supposed to be? So not only is it $20, but I give him a 20 and a 5 for a tip.
No, you did not.
I swear to Christ.
Bullshit.
Long story short, this son of a bitch screwed me.
How?
He screwed me. He said it was more than it actually was.
How do you
know? He was including his goddamn tip with it. And not only that, but I gave him a tip on top of the fucking tip. Not realizing
it. Oh, you sucker. You friggin' sucker.
He screwed me.
Yeah, he
did. He screwed me.
He fucked you.
He get, with the nerve to include this fucking tip. The nerve.
Didn't you
and
see?
And then the nerve of him to take a tip on top of the tip.
Well, he's going to take it if you give it. I mean, it's like handing a full rack of ribs to a fucking bear. I mean, the bear's not going to just stop at 6 because you said, oh, only take half. Only take half. He's going to eat the entire fucking thing. Now, you couldn't see, like, there wasn't a meter or anything like that? He had to call the dispatcher.
Yes.
And the dispatcher's like, okay, 1545.
Yes.
$20.
Yes.
That'll be $20.
And it didn't click into my head until after I gave the money and he left that I was screwed. It didn't click into my head. Because if it did click into my head, I would have fucking said something.
So this was an afterthought. Your anger was just a realization later on. How long did it take you to realize that you were fucked
over?
Oh,
it took – as soon as he left the parking lot, it clicked. It
so
clicked that he
as,
screwed
– Oh, okay. Something was wrong when he said 20 bucks, but you just did it and went through the motions.
I just, yeah,
and he
I was
fucking
an,
left
I was
you there.
I was an automatic pilot pretty much. I just wanted to get in the house and blah, 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 blah.
He left you there like somebody who was date raped. They don't quite know what went on. It just
exactly.
It had a little bit of a refresh period until they finally come to their senses and like, hey, I got fucked here.
I was in a daze.
You were in a daze. He
yes.
completely mesmerized you and
yes.
fucked you over right in front of your son.
In front of my son, Luke.
In front of your son. He took you for fucking double the tip in
right.
front of your son. You're,
right.
He basically should have just said, hey, you know what? It's on me. But kid, your dad's a fucking sucker. And you'd have to take it. It's the same fucking thing.
Right.
Just so demoralizing. And all that after being stranded and not getting ice cream and being a fucking sourpuss douchebag on a fucking corner of a street while everybody's having a great time. You left everybody there? They were going back on the boat?
They had no idea I left or took off. They
you
had
didn't
no
even
idea.
Say anything?
So they were searching for me for 2 hours.
The Irish goodbye.
Because they didn't know I left.
Your kid is half Irish, so you figured it was okay to do the Irish goodbye.
Well, whatever.
See ya.
I was so
Not,
pissed
nothing.
I wasn't given the satisfaction of finding him.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's terrible. I mean, so nothing went right in this entire trip?
Well, there's a couple more issues.
Jesus, what happened?
Just a couple more points I want to bring up. I'm from New Jersey.
We have full serve gasoline here.
You
can tell, Bon Jovi.
We have full serve gasoline. Are you aware of that? Do you know what full serve?
Do you know
gasoline
where I'm from?
Is?
I mean, have we ever met?
I'm trying to build a case here, you fuck douchebag.
You did already. You don't have to say. Have you ever been through this? Why no, Germ? I've always got none of that.
I'm from New Jersey. There's two states in America where there's full serve gasoline, where it's not self serve. That is New Jersey and Oregon, or as Buddy Knuckles like to say, Oregon.
No, it's Oregon. Oregon, you fuck. It's not Oregon, you fucking outsider. I hope you go to Oregon and get fucked over again.
I don't know how to pump my own gas, so I had to go to a gas station, a self-serve gas station, and I was fucking confused as all hell. I didn't know what to do. I saw signs that says pay before you pump. So I went into the little – they guess I say have like a little store there or whatever. I told the guy, you know, I wanted the, what I, how much I wanted. He tells me, I tell him the number of the pump and I go out there. Okay. I sat out there for a half an hour trying to figure out how to pump the fucking gas in the fucking car.
You don't watch the guy? I mean, I understand being from New Jersey and you don't do it yourself, but you've never watched the guy and you're fucking 53 years old. You've never seen a guy actually do it.
I'm 38.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all,
I just rounded up.
I've never seen, no, I don't look to see what he's doing. I tell him how much I want and he puts it in. It took me 20 minutes just to get the gas cap off.
Miserable.
Okay?
Miserable.
So, after a half an hour, I said, this is ridiculous. I can't, I don't know how to do it. So, there was a girl walking along the street.
Barbara? Barb was up there? What was she doing there?
This was just a stranger.
Oh.
I said, could you please help me? So this, 13-year-old girl helped me pump gas.
A 13-year-old girl who's never had to do it for herself.
Probably not.
Knew how to do this, and you didn't. Doesn't that make you feel like you're not even a person? I mean, when a kid knows how to, like, change a VCR and you don't because you're elderly and you're retired, I think that's okay. That's acceptable, almost expected at this point. But, like, this kid shouldn't know how to pump gas. But, I mean, it's such a trivial task that she does.
Do you know how to pump gas, New Style?
Yes. Yes, it's
simple. When have you ever had to pump gas?
When I go to Philadelphia regularly because my girlfriend lives down there. So in Pennsylvania, they don't have this luxury that we have, which is fantastic. You don't have to do this.
You admit it's fantastic.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. I'll pay extra. I'll pay fucking 20 cents extra a gallon just to not do it myself. I'm in a hurry. I want to tell the brown man, here's my card, fill it up. And then I'll give me the card back. I don't need a receipt, and I'll go.
I don't know how you people in the other 48 states can deal with pumping your own gas. Is that what you want to get out of your car on a freezing day or on a hot summer day and pump your own gas? You want to stay? You got to get out of your car, give the money to the guy. You know, it's bullshit.
You know what bothers me? When you pay with a credit card at a gas station and the guy comes out with the fucking with the ledger and you have to sign shit. Why do we still have to sign shit for credit cards? I mean, nobody checks the fucking signature.
I hate that.
I draw. I don't even fucking... I don't even put... I draw dots. I write K, and then I just fucking put 12 dots. And that's my fucking signature. Sometimes I do a lightning bolt. It doesn't matter. And I'll look at this like, oh, I'll have to thank Ken for this purchase. I'm like, are you Ken?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't check the signature. The fucking signature's dead. Just fucking charge it. We'll dispute it later if it's fucked up. Awful. Yeah, P-Roll says I should draw a fucking K, dot, 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 and then a swastika. That's not where I want to be. Especially if I'm buying something from people who might be offended by that. I don't know, like everybody. Jesus. So you didn't know how to do it. A little girl had to come along and teach you how to do it. That's fucking embarrassing.
Well...
You could probably tell your 4-year-old son, hey.
My family was watching me too.
Your wife and your kids. Do they consistently watch you as an inept person? Do they watch you as you display yourself to be just completely inept a lot?
I am. I'm inept in a couple of things. Yeah. Well, yeah. And
Barb brings up a good point. You said this was a half hour. Your family was just sitting in there for a half hour. They didn't offer to lift a fucking finger to help you out.
Well, my wife tried to help me out, too. She didn't know what the hell she was doing, either.
Oh, you Jersey fucking couple.
Listen to me.
Oh, God. Hey. It's not hard. Next time, just watch. I mean, do you know how to do it now? Or is it just like you just let somebody do it for you and you'll never remember it again? You don't know.
I don't know how to do it.
You still don't.
Because there's a what happened is not only do you have to pull it out of the thing, but you gotta there's like a little clamp that you gotta press up and lock it in, and I just couldn't deal with it. I tried to see if it was in, and I poured some of the gasoline, fell on the outside of my car. I says, fuck it, I'm not doing it. And not only that, but it's dangerous too, because if you have like an electric shocker, like a static electricity or something, you could fucking blow up the whole fucking thing. It's scary.
Yeah, but in New Jersey, you're still in the car anyway. So if there's any static electricity, it's going to blow you up while you're in the car. So you're not safe because somebody else is doing it for you. If anything, I wouldn't trust the people that they hire at gas stations to know about static electricity and having to discharge it. Do you ever get gas with the motor on?
I always keep it on.
I do it too. And people are like, the car might explode. Yeah, I might get a fucking text message and the fucking thing might explode. You know what? Let's just leave everything to chance. I don't give a fuck.
I think I've had one person to tell me to shut the motor off my whole life. And I shut it off, you know, whatever.
Yeah, if they tell me to, I'll do that. But I gotta go. And I figure burn it up while I'm getting it.
Yeah, so. And lastly, the other problem I had was, let me ask you a question. When you go to a restaurant, what are the top five salad dressings you think are always at restaurants?
The top five. Well, I mean, you always have like the oil and vinegar. That's always there. I'd like to say that there's some kind of a house balsamic, some kind of a vinaigrette, blue cheese, ranch, French. I mean, you got a French, blue cheese. Those are the two. I would say oil and vinegar, blue cheese, and French.
Now you would say French is usually always on there, right?
Oh boy,
one of the most popular. Okay.
Oh boy. Yep, I would say that.
Okay, I went to a goddamn restaurant. Okay, they don't have French dressing. They have no French dressing.
Well, what did they have?
They had ranch, Italian, blue cheese, and a couple other ones.
So what did
you
get?
There was no French dressing.
What did you get instead?
Dude, you don't understand the outrageousness of it. They did not have served French dressing. Well, are you aware of that?
Did they have a good salad?
I don't fucking know. I walked out.
You fucking walked out because they didn't have fucking certain dressing?
They don't
dressing?
Have French dressing. I'm not going to eat this shit without my favorite flavor of dressing.
Why do you need dressing?
I need French dressing on my salad.
We saw you on my Vimeo eating a sandwich. It was a little too dry. You had to put
I put Russian dressing on.
Yeah, but it was yellow like French. You needed some kind of dressing. You always put dressing on everything.
I need dressing.
But if a restaurant doesn't have French, you're going to be out. You're going to leave.
I got up. I took my family and said, let's get the hell out of here. And I walked out.
So you were all seated? You had your family all lined up? I mean,
not only were we all seated, but my kids were finishing coloring their fucking placemats.
Oh, God. You are
I ripped
just
them out of the chair.
Fucking...
I said, let's get the hell out of here. They don't serve French dressing.
You're just a fucking problem. You know, it's not easy to get a family with three kids settled and concentrated on eating at a fucking restaurant. It's not easy. And you managed to do that, and because they didn't have a certain dressing, you're like, fuck it, we'll go somewhere else.
Listen, you don't want to, when you're looking, I enjoy a nice salad, a nice crunchy salad, I enjoy it. When you can't get it, when you have to get it like half-assed, you don't really enjoy it that much.
People are saying, Irish Curse says, those fuckers should put that in the window. Sorry, no French dressing.
Absolutely.
Spankovich is hoping that, to God that this is a bit.
No, this is no bit. This is my life, baby.
Frank doesn't do any bits. He just lives, basically. He lives and disappoints.
All they had served so far was just some sodas. So it wasn't like there was a dinner on the table. And I paid for the sodas, and I said, listen, I said, we got to get out of here. I didn't tell them that I'm leaving because you served those French dressing. We just left.
You should have told them. I mean, you're never going to go there again. You should have let him know. Now, you know what? I'd love for you to call them. At some point.
You know what? If I knew the restaurant, I'd call them right now and make a point
out of
it.
Can we set that up for next week?
I try to remember what restaurant it is. Oh, I remember the restaurant. It was Tony and...
Let's set it up for next week.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Let's try and get you on the phone with them and explain that the reason you left early last week is because they didn't carry French dressing.
Yes.
And I want you to really stress how much that, you know, that meant to you and how much they're going to be suffering by losing you as a customer.
Right, right.
I really want you to go into this. I can't believe they're going to put any fucking credence to it. But you are a lunatic. Where did you go after this?
After the restaurant?
I mean, you wanted to eat. Where did you get the food?
We just went to, they actually had an Uno pizzeria there, so we went to an Uno pizzeria.
Pizzeria Uno.
Whatever.
I just call it Uno. I'm heading over to Uno. Like, the card game? No, the pizza. That's what I'll say. It's terrible.
Yeah, and that's pretty much,
you didn't have any fun? I mean, did you went swimming at all?
No, I'm not going to say I didn't have any fun. I had fun being with my kids, taking them on canoe rides and kayak rides and swimming with them, so it was fun.
Did you swim in the lake? I mean, did they have a hot tub or anything or a pool?
No, it was just a lake, and it was clean, and I didn't see any fish, and it was that part was very enjoyable. The weather was nice, so, that was good. But the problem was we went to some water park there. It's I can't think of the name of Splash something or other.
It doesn't matter.
Now you know in these places, Splish Splash. I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyway, it's a water park with water slides and everything. They usually have like a baby, a kid area, baby area, which is it's usually like ankle level water. Obviously, it's always lukewarm or whatever.
Is it lukewarm because your son just pissed into it?
Well, my son was in there, and he was in there splashing around. next thing I know, they're telling people to exit the pool, and they had to close the pool up. They wouldn't tell you what it was closed up for, though.
They were probably working on something. I mean, like, were they fixing? Maybe there was a leak or something. Or
there was a leak of fecal matter in the pool. Obviously, a baby did not have a proper diaper on, and fecal matter got into the pool, so they had to do whatever toxic shock shit, whatever the hell they do to it. I don't even know.
Now, you people bring the baby in with the diaper. I mean, is that common practice? I really don't know.
Well, they're supposed to have, I think, certain kind of diapers or whatnot. I didn't see the fecal matter. This is just what I was told. The one of the workers there told me
You were in this water, right?
No, my son was in the water.
So now your son is contaminated.
Well, hopefully,
he's contaminated.
Listen, it wasn't like he,
Did they close part of the pool? I mean, did I miss something in your story?
No, they
closed, the pool.
I apologize.
Your son is completely covered with somebody else's shit, some baby shit, and that's disgusting.
Well, listen. It wasn't like he was brushed up against it. I didn't even see the fecal matter. I just know that they closed it because of the fecal matter.
He probably had some of it in his mouth too. You know, kids love to put pool water in their mouth and like a fucking fountain, spit it out.
The chances of the water that surrounded the fecal matter touching him are slim. Are very I'm not worried about that. You know what I'm saying?
You're not worried about that, right? But you had to change out the pipes in the fucking toilet because someone may have shit in your original toilets in your house. You're worried about it, and you're in denial. You're in denial, Frank.
I apologize. And do you have any fun? Do you ever go to Great Adventure or things of that nature and have to wait in these ridiculously long lines?
It's fucking ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I enjoy the rides. There are certain parts where it's like an hour from this point.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's halfway through. I've been lined up for fucking 2 hours. Like, oh, I'm finally at the tunnel. You get up and there's a fucking just a maze of people.
Yes.
And you have no hope of getting on in the next fucking hour.
What fun is it? There's no fun whatsoever in waiting in these. And they're like zigzag lines, too. It's like
it's the worst.
It's like a maze of some sort.
And Great Adventure has gone so far downhill now that you go there on a weekend. There's going to be some criminal elements. I'm not going to lie. People don't even have any discretion. There's like a family with their kids. And then there's a guy with prison tats talking about how fucking, this is fucking sick, bro. This shit, this is the shit, son.
And
you're gonna have your balls jiggled on this ride. Yo, listen, son, your balls is gonna jiggle on this ride. Excuse me, you know, could you clean up your language, my son? I ain't talking to you. Your balls is gonna jiggle on this ride. I've heard that. It's an exact fucking conversation that I've overheard while waiting in a line for some fucking one of those things where it just rocks you back and forth in a pirate ship. The shortest line I could find, it was still about an hour. Terrible. You need to go. You need to take a day off of work to even fucking get on more than two rides at Great Adventure in a day.
Right. And as you know, I have a fear of heights, so I don't particularly care for rides because most of them either involve height or spinning around until you're dizzy. So I've realized that in this park, there's a kids section. And I realized that I can deal with kid rides. In other words, I'm at the level of a kid ride. The kid roller coaster is good enough, is what I like.
Oh, the thing that goes up 4 feet?
Yes.
That little train?
That is my ride. I have not graduated to adult rides.
What about the scrambler? Why don't you go nuts and just hop into the fucking scrambler?
It's like a little miniature scrambler. I don't have the intellect, or I have not graduated to adult rides. I am still stuck on kiddie rides.
What about the Gravitron?
I am still stuck on kiddie rides.
Do you go on the Gravitron?
I don't know what that is, but they have this one thing.
It spins you really, really fast, and you it's like you try to pick up your arm, and it's 75 pounds because of centrifugal force, which is actually fictitious. It's centripetal, but I'm not going to get into that because you don't understand physics.
Anyway, this is what they have. They have a miniature roller coaster. They have the miniature scrambler. They have a miniature pirate ship. You know how that big pirate ship that sways back? They have a kid one of those. They have a miniature tilt-a-whirl. They have a miniature swings. They have swings, but they have it doesn't go as high.
At the excitement level of a baby.
At these kiddie rides.
You're at home on the kiddie rides.
I'm at home on the kiddie rides.
That's your zone, your comfort zone.
That's my zone. That's my zone.
That's where you're at.
I feel, and it's me on the kiddie rides with kids and just myself. I'm the only adult on these kiddie rides.
You're going to be left back by your kids.
Yes.
Within a few short years. Because my kids probably already go on the big rides.
My eldest daughter goes on the big rides. So these kiddie rides, I am so comfortable with these kiddie rides. I feel like an adult on these kiddie rides because I mastered the kiddie rides.
What's that a master? You're the master of sitting with a chain keeping you into a cart? I don't understand.
And not only that, but I couldn't – some of them, they have this – they put the bar and they jam it in you, and I had to wait for the attendant to unlock me because I couldn't get out because of the chain and everything. I guess they have to press a pedal key on the side of it or something.
There used to be a ride called the Condor at Great Adventure, and I say Great Adventure, not Six Flags because I'm from New Jersey, and it's just one of those things. The Condor was this little orange bird that you would sit on. Two kids would sit on it, kiddie ride. And there were little safety gates on either side of you, the left and right. Uh-huh. And there was no chain or anything going over your legs. You had to hold on to a handle like a motorcycle. So it's like this bird that you're on is ridden in the fashion of a dirt bike. But there was little safety gates blocking your legs in. So this thing would spin around this little, you know, pole or whatever. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty tame. I'm about 10 years old riding this thing. It goes up 50 feet. And just spins around at the top of this thing. Nothing holding me in. I could easily jump out of this fucking thing. Nothing holding me in. That ride is no longer there. I always wonder, when a ride goes away, did somebody have to lose a body part or die on this thing? Or was it really just that unpopular?
Did you ever see that slingshot thing where it's like two people going at one time and it's like a high tower and it's like a slingshot?
I've seen that.
Now, how are you with rides? I mean, are you have any fear of any type of rides of a sort? Or
I'll go on any ride. I will go on absolutely anything. I mean, but I don't go on them because of the lines. To get back to the original point, I mean, I'll try the speed pass thing where it's like it limits the number of rides you can go on, but you're guaranteed like a shorter wait or whatever. I will go on any ride. I don't because it's just such fucking hassle to even get on the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I have no fear of a ride. You do.
You have. Oh, of course. I have very much a lot of fears because you know the rides, they're all height involved or they spin around and you know. That's about it, really.
It was July 4th. So we can happy birthday, America. A couple days removed. I know, it's belated. Didn't mean to. Didn't mean to not remember. But I did celebrate. You do? Did you do anything? I mean, your vacation was up until July 4th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we did the typical fireworks thing and all that, and barbecues, you know, just the usual stuff. I went down to Philadelphia because Amanda wanted to try that. We hadn't been down there for 4th of July ever.
Now, who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
My lovely girlfriend who planned out an entire series of events that she wanted to engage in during these things, ranging from fireworks to fucking parades. There is nothing that I hate more in this planet than a fucking parade. Absolutely nothing in this fucking world interests me less than a fucking parade. Do you find any joy in these fucking traditions? These fucking parades?
I don't care for parades.
No parades, I say! Fuck a parade!
It was a 4th of July parade?
Yes. Her town goes parade crazy. They have a fucking Halloween parade, a fucking Christmas parade, every fucking parade, and they have a 4th of July one she wanted to see at fucking 10 a.m. I mean, I went to the Halloween one. Every fucking parade is the same. Oh, look! Look, we need some fucking parade music. We really do need some, like, fucking marching band music. Do you know what I'm talking about? When was the last time you've been to a parade? I'm trying to stretch here while I'm looking for some fucking parade music.
You know, I think I did go to a St. Patrick's Day parade a couple years ago because my family wanted to go. It was in Union, New Jersey. But that's probably the last one I went to. And at that point I was just, you know, pretty much standing on the side. I wasn't really looking at them. It's kind of boring. I do like the bagpipers though. But anyway, that's pretty much. Did you find that parade music yet?
Oh. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Let it roll.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, look! Here comes the Little League! Oh, wow, it's great. They're walking down this street that I usually just drive on, that I'm now standing on the side of. That's amazing. I don't know any of these kids. And I have no interest in them.
I always find intriguing is the fact that that we could walk on a road that always is usually very busy with cars, and I could actually walk on it right now.
Not now, Frank. Here comes the mayor! The mayor's waving to us! They must be a celebrity today. Wow. This is incredible. I hope next year I get to stand up front. Instead, now I'm craning my neck because there's an old couple in front of me fucking trying to think of the day that they decided that this is now entertainment. Oh, look! Look, the Girl Scouts are carrying a banner! This is... Ah, fuck sleeping in. This is what I'd rather do. Oh, look, that guy owns a car dealership. He's walking, too. They let everybody go down this street today. It gets to the point where I want to join in and just fucking walk down the road.
Well, I mean, have you ever marched in a parade?
I was a member of the Little League at one point, so yes. Yes, I did.
Did you feel proud?
No. I felt really stupid that I was walking down a street and waving to strangers. Like, hi. Yeah, that's right. I like baseball, everybody. That's my purpose for walking down this fucking street. Oh, not now! Here comes the crew from fucking IHOP. For some reason, they're carrying a banner. I have no idea why. Oh, look! A classical car! Here it comes! America's great! Fuck. Oh, wait, Frank, not now. I was gonna get into another topic, but here comes a fire truck! A fire truck! They're letting the siren up, and look at the dog! This is seriously the most fucking awful shit ever. At what point do people fucking lose all fucking sensibility that they determine this is something that's entertaining and this is a thing to do? What age, Frank, is a parade now something you look forward to?
Well, I guess it's when you're real young or you're real old. That's when you look forward to it.
That's what it is. You're babies and fucking senile elderly people love parades. Because they want to see people. They're amused by movement. That's all it takes. That's all it... Oh, look! Here come the cops! And they have bagpipes! The cops are... How silly is this? The cops are wearing Scottish outfits and they're playing shitty Scottish music. Fuck a parade! God, I fucking hate a parade. You know, and turn this parade shit off. I don't want to fucking hear it. Jesus. I mean, I like the fireworks. I like the barbecue. Fuck a parade. She was looking so forward to this parade. And I said, well, okay, fine. I can zone out for maybe 10 minutes and then force you to leave. What time is this? 10 a.m. I'm not waking up to see this shit. I slept in. She missed the parade. That's it, Frank.
Well, there you go.
Did you do you enjoy a parade? Have you ever watched a parade where your kids were not in it or anybody where you didn't know anybody in it?
Well, just that St. Patrick's Day parade I went to a couple years ago in Union. But other than that, I think I was in a parade in Little League as well once or twice, and you know, I find them to be very boring.
Oh, they're fucking so dull. Just a collection of fucking people from the town that work shitty jobs. That a couple times a year they get to walk down Main Street and wave at people. You're no better than me. I bought a fucking energy drink from you. Why are you down this fucking street? Fuck you. But the goddamn fireworks, they were good. I'll tell you that right now. I missed the parade. I can't judge it.
Yeah.
You didn't see any fireworks
at all?
I
didn't see any fireworks this year, no.
I saw fireworks three nights in a row.
Do you make that a goal on 4th of July to see fireworks?
Not at all. My girlfriend does, and whenever she's been up here, it's been hit or miss, because we don't really plan to go to these things, and so I guess she's been upset that when we did 4th of July up here, there's never been like a good fireworks show. She's pretty big into that stuff. She loves it. But the thing that bugs me is that is the fucking parade. But I enjoyed the fireworks. The first night, there was just a little bit of an annoyance. The show was good. We were sitting on the grass on a blanket, just, you know, watching the fucking fireworks. But we were kept getting interrupted by this one retarded kid. There was like, you could hear people like whispering and talking, but this kid was just yelling out, one, two, one, two, one, boom, boom, boom. He was counting the number of rockets that went up in the sky. And then he was doing his own boom noise for each one. But he was on a fucking 8-second delay. So, boom, boom, one, two, boom. And the parents got fucking pissed off with him, too. There was a lot of... one thing I noticed about this weekend, there were a lot of parents that just had it up to here with their fucking kids. And they had no qualms about publicly parenting their kids with fucking no regard for foul language. I heard a mother tell her kid... Exactly this. Oh, shit, what was it? Oh, yeah. My name must taste pretty good because you keep putting it in your mouth. Now shut your fucking face and watch the goddamn fireworks. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, how am I not supposed to fucking think poorly of this person? Do you ever find yourself, you know, shouting and swearing at your kids in front of people?
Well, I try to leave that for home.
You leave it for home, and that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Oh, well, I mean, I can't even believe this right now. The thing is, you're not going to be able to hear it, but we got to answer. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Yo, you already know who it is, what it is, what it is.
What it is, what it is.
Exactly, nigga. That's the official greeting. Where you been at?
Where you been at?
Son. You playing games on the phone, like, you done got me out of my business, you know what I'm saying? My business dealings are going on. Like, what's really, 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 really good?
I don't know who this is. What it is.
Souses, nigga. Seven of them.
Seven souses! This is Mike Nice from, is it nwordno.com?
You can't curse on here no more?
Nigga no?
That's what it is. Nigga no. You already know. See how all that goes together?
Well, let me wish you a belated happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. That's the day that we were granted independence.
Nigga, we black people don't celebrate that shit. We celebrate Juneteenth, nigga. Keep it moving.
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth, nigga. Look that shit up. Wikipedia.
What is Juneteenth?
Nigga, that's Black Independence Day. Look that shit up.
Black Independence Day is Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, yes. Do you not have... yes, nigga, Juneteenth. And we got Black National Anthem and everything, yo.
Well, happy Juneteenth then to you.
Yeah, mad belated. It's not, Juneteenth has already passed.
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I can't understand what you're saying. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that some kind of a like a foreign thing, Juneteenth?
Yo, son, I'm tired of educating you crackers. Can you look it up for yourself for
once,
please?
I'll look it up. I'll look it up later. But what's going on with you? What's hot on the streets today?
Oh, man, I can't even put that out there right now. I'm working on something so top secret right now.
Really?
Let's just say it involves, what was that motherfucker's name, son? Oh, Tuna Bone. All right, look. Yes, son. This shit involves Tuna Bone and Listerine breath strips, if you know what I mean, son. Take Tuna Bone, you put it on a Listerine breath strip, and you popping.
What?
You about to have nigga
non-branded
Tuna Bone breath strips.
Okay,
official.
So Tuna Bone was a provider of certain things, and now what he provides is going to be in the form of an instantly dissolving breath strip.
Exactly.
Xanax.
Breath strip.
Breath.
No, breath.
Breath.
Yeah, there you
show
go.
The fine breath stank through the hazmat on them hoes.
Yeah, I got exclusive distribution rights for the entire East Coast for this product right here.
Well, okay, that
I'm
sounds.
I'm putting wine blacks out of business.
That sounds pretty illegal. What else do you have that we can actually discuss?
What you mean? So that's like earth shot. Never mind. Anyway,
what's really good though, son?
Nah, you tell me. I heard you had a little incident with some, you know, with some pork. But you booze them now, like you all. I mean, what's all this? You don't eat no pork
well,
no more.
I briefly mentioned it. Now, Frank, I know you can hear this. You can't hear Mike Nice. It's okay. There's a technical glitch with the phone, but feel free to chime in. The thing is, I went to we were driving around, me and my girlfriend, and we saw a new restaurant. We used to go to the diner that was there very occasionally, and we saw that now it was a Jamaican James's fucking jerk pit or whatever the fuck it was.
Fire for them bun the fuck out.
Bumbleglass! Yeah, whatever. It was a fucking Jamaican restaurant. So we're like, oh, I've been to Bahama Breeze once, and I enjoy the jerk chicken. This must be comparable. So we went in there, and you know, the vibe's pretty good. It's they have some reggae playing in the background. Little Yellow Man, I heard. Some Shaggy. I mean, we don't have to mention that, but they had some Bob Marley. And it was nice. So I'll just play the fucking whatever I can put on right now. Ah. Oh.
Everything Irie, cool breeze.
Everything, no problem.
No problem, man. Everything Irie.
So I go into this place. The blackest person I've ever seen in my life greets me. Not that there's anything, you know, remarkable or odd about that. He just happened to have been the blackest person I've ever seen. He seats us, the only people in the place, at this one table way in the back. And I look at the fucking menu. That's the thing. I look at this menu, and I know we're going to have problems. You with me, Mike Nice?
I guess. Why? Everything was good?
Everything not Irie!
Everything not Irie?
The menu consisted of jerk pork and jerk chicken. That's fine with me. Barbecue pork, some patties, I guess, which are like bread with like meat in them. Then we get a little weird. Barbecue octopus. A shrimp platter.
Oxtails. The octopus has oxtails.
Whatever it was. Some kind of shrimp platter where it was like just the legs and the tail. Like not even the shrimp.
On.
Yeah. Just the waist from the shrimp. And then they had cocoa bread, which seemed interesting. And then the last thing
it's cocoa bread. Cocoa. Not cocoa. It's cocoa bread.
I'm sorry. I read English. And the last thing that they had that was a little bit weird... intriguing but incredibly weird was the curried goat. Curried goat. Now listen, I'm the only person in this place. I'm guessing they don't have too many customers. I'm not going to go with the curried goat because I don't think they have too many fresh cuts in the back.
Nah, son, curried goat is popping, yo. That shit actually tastes good as fuck.
So we decided, hey, you know, jerk pork, jerk chicken, that sounds good. We'll split it and we'll try each other's fucking meals.
Oh, so you want some half a Dutch shit? What's that, Nick?
No, we
you
want...
You took your girl out and you went Dutch?
No, we were going to split the food, not the fucking meat, the cost. We wanted to try each other's food. You dope.
Shit, nigga, I don't feed a bitch unless she... You're crazy.
Yeah, so anyway, I tried her chicken. You know, not bad. It came out. I get my pork. It's a little bit bizarre, the cut of meat. I have to admit, I've never seen a cut of pork with the bone in the middle. Mm-hmm. Just a round bone with holes in it in the middle. I've never seen that before. And then I noticed there's a triangular piece of pork with some, you know, stuff in it or whatever. I'm like, okay, it's fine. Maybe they just had an extra little slice. But I literally have, like, a disc of pork with a bone in the middle. And what happened is I'm just messing with it with my fork, you know, to get a sense of where I should begin. And I noticed it's really soft. It's really, they must have really slow cooked this, is what I'm saying to myself. And what I do is I find some muscle, because I'm like, you know, it's soft because it's all fat. So I find some of the meat, the actual meat. I'm like, oh, it's not bad. I taste it. It's not bad. So I give a little piece to my girlfriend from the triangular cut. And after I do that, I want to discard of the fat. So I grab it on my fork and I pick it up and I look at it. And I realize the underside of this has some, like, rills in it and hair. And it's not cut triangularly, it's actually just a triangular piece from the pig. This is a fucking ear. It's a goddamn ear they gave me. A fucking ear. I was so disgusted, I couldn't fucking tell her. Because it had little hairs all over it, especially on the little pointy part of the triangle. She's already eaten it.
You're not for weird fit. Everything is edible, man. Every piece, every part.
So the thing is, she's chewing on it. She's like, it's good. I don't really like it. So I'm not going to tell her it's fucking, you know, an ear right away. And again, Frank, anytime you want to chime in, it's okay. I know you can't, yeah. I know you can't hear him. He's not. Don't worry. Mike Nice doesn't contribute much anyway.
Oh, excuse me.
I apologize.
Wait, so, who said what?
Well, let me continue.
Wait, what?
So now I'm
Wait, you got five people on the phone?
Relax. So I've got my pork here, and now I'm second-guessing everything. Absolutely second-guessing everything. I'm thinking, okay, if they gave me an ear, what the fuck else are they giving me? How could there possibly be a fucking a bone with holes in it and little weird shapes in the middle of a slice? And how could there be all these compartments in this disc? I realize, after I examine the edge of my cut, that also has hair on it. And it also has little rills, because it's the fucking skin. It's a 2-inch thick slab of vertical.
What is what's a rill? What do you mean by a rill?
Like a little edge. It's a little bit of a texture to it. And little lines, and it's skin. Like in your knuckles, there's little rills on your knuckles, wrinkles okay. And stuff. It's the fucking skin. It's 2 inches thick. They just took a pig and probably just start right through with a fucking sharp blade. And I'm wondering, what did I do to get this shit? And I can only envision them in the back. Hey, give that ear to the white people. give him that ear, man. I don't know, I've got no time to pull the pork. Just give him a big slice. I peeled a 2-inch thick layer, a circular layer around, which consisted of just the skin and the body fat. Whatever was left looked like a spinal column. And some organs and some fucking some meat. They come by. How is everything? Oh, it's good. It's real good. Yeah, real good. I completely lied. I wanted to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible. Is this, I mean, okay, granted on the menu it said Jamaican style pork. Is that truly how they serve pork in Jamaica, Mike Nice? Are you Jamaican? I mean, are you familiar?
Son, I'm 100% born and bred in a Jamaica.
Okay, but you just put that on when you want to start up your own fucking psychic phone line or whatever, right?
Call me now, free tower readers, of course.
Yes,
son, tower readers is my little, you know, my other little side hustle.
Yes. So is that how it's done in Jamaica?
Nah, son, I don't know where the hell you went. Is this, what town was this shit in? This wasn't in no black area, was it?
No, but it was in a less than desirable part that we passed through occasionally.
See, it was in South Jersey too, right? You was on the other side of Middlesex.
No, it was in North Jersey. I'll even admit to that.
County?
Morris.
Morris. See, there you go. You was on the other side. There must be three sides.
I was on the other side.
Three sides.
So, I mean, well, what do you think happened? How did I get this terrible cut of meat?
I think you probably went in there and the unofficial gunman, a.k.a. the sous chef, you know what I'm saying? You probably disrespected him on your way through the door. You know what I'm saying? You can't piss off a Jamaican gunman. You know what I'm saying? So instead of shooting you, you know what I'm saying, he just gave you the Haile Selassie. You know what I'm saying?
Give the ear to the white people! We've been saving it for the devil, but give him to the white people and a pig slice!
You know, they probably thought you were Haitian, because you know how Jamaicans, we don't fuck with Haitians. They're deaf to all Haitians. So, you know what I'm saying? They gave you the Haitian voodoo treatment.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very much. I mean, I'm glad you could clear that shit up. Do you have anything else? I mean, you want to drop on us?
Matter of fact, yo, Mike Nice, he going to be chilling on the West Bizzle, the Shizzle with Snoop D-O-Double Jizzle tomorrow. Rizzle, Sizzle.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, nigga. Yeah, Mike Nice making moves, dog. Shout out to all my West Coast listeners, my West Coast fan base. My West Coast pussy, all that. So Mike Nice gonna be chilling, laying.
So you're gonna be hanging with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I'm.
Is it true? Now, are you friends? You're friends with him. I mean, is it true that he actually does not make his kids eat their motherfucking vegetables?
Yeah, son. Exactly. This ain't the Huxtables.
But he's living comfortable. I mean, in a raised ranch in fucking California. It's amazing.
I mean, yo, that's your Snoop Dogg is a pimp, son. Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, we're gonna be out there. Tomorrow, son.
The thing that I love is that he's got about 30 albums, he's sold millions of records. He lives, his house is a fucking a raised ranch, but he spends all his time in the shed.
Nah, son, that's just his ETV house. You don't understand. These reality shows now be pimping. They, you know what I'm saying, they got locations. It's a set. There ain't no house. It's a set.
House. Well. I don't know. Why don't you wrap it up, Mike Nice?
Wrap what up, nigga? I'm about to go to the wheels fall off, nigga. Go talk about something else. I'll just chime in when I feel like I need to.
No. You know what? You're being cut off right now. Because you're abandoning the East Coast. East Side! Germ Freak, how do you feel about Mike Nice leaving New Jersey for the LV Las Vegas?
Well, listen, I'm happy for him.
Well, so he's like a nice guy. Excuse you. Hold on. What you got, GPS on that nigga?
I can't understand him either way.
I'm going to the West Sizzle Hizzle.
You're going there, but you're going. I know you. You're making moves so that you can leave the state.
I got to do what I got to do. My bad, Germ Freak. I didn't mean to cut you off like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he can't hear you. He can't hear you. That's the problem tonight. That's why I'm trying to rush this call a little bit.
Wow.
Well, hey, Mike Nice, why don't you say your final words for tonight?
Yeah, shout out Barb, you know what I'm saying? She already know who that is, what it is, when to do, how it is. And yo, I got some things going on for you, son.
Yep.
Tuna bone breath strips coming soon. Holla at me. You got all my numbers.
Mike Nice, good luck while you're on the lam.
Yeah, got that one.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just, he's all over the place, Frank. He's all over.
I honestly have trouble understanding what he says, so. But I wish him the
racist.
Best.
God, I don't know, man. Have you ever been to a restaurant where you don't even know what you're eating?
I think the closest thing I came was in Newark. They had those Rodizio or something like that.
I love those places.
What's that?
I love those places.
Yeah, they have like a stick of meat, and they just put the stick of meat right on your plate, and they just slice it off. And sometimes you don't know what kind of meat it is, but, you know, not too bad.
It's all good. And you know what?
It's all good.
It's tasty, even. Absolutely
yes.
Tasty. Now, Frank... next week, we're going to try and get in touch with your restaurant that you left.
Yes, we are.
Because they had no French dressing.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this, why they don't have French dressing.
You got to find that out. It looks like we got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a technical glitch. I don't think it held us back. I don't think anything can hold us back, bitches! What? Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Good night, everybody!
I need more than that! I need a little bit more! That means speak, motherfucker. Speak!
Boom!
Little more. Oh, God damn it. Thank you very much to Mike Nice, Tidbit 88, and everybody else who listened.
Peace! Yup! Yup! We'll
and gentlemen.